This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. defense leaders Tuesday met with Israel's Minister of Defense as the United States warns against a ground offensive of the southern Gaza city of Rafah. But tensions between the allies put any progress into question.
In Gaza today, the number of civilian casualties is far too high, and the amount of humanitarian aid is far too low.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says a meeting with Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant addresses alternative ways to target Hamas and Rafah. Gallant says the session is focusing on ongoing threats to Israel and how to destroy Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. 12 people have drowned trying to reach aid drop by plane off of a Gaza beach, according to Palestinian health authorities on Tuesday. Amid growing fears of famine nearly 6 months into Israel's military campaign. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan.
Video obtained by Reuters, people in Beit Lahia in North Gaza can be seen up to their necks in water trying to retrieve boxes. The desperation turns to despair as lifeless bodies are seen dragged onto the sand. It is the latest in a string of incidents involving deaths during aid deliveries in the tiny, crowded Palestinian enclave. Some are foraging for weeds to eat or baking barely edible bread from animal feed.
Russian officials persist in saying that Ukraine and the West had a role in last week's deadly Moscow concert hall attack, despite denials of involvement by Kyiv and a claim of responsibility by an affiliate of the Islamic State group. Without offering any evidence, Alexander Portnikov, head of the Federal Security Service, followed similar allegations by President Vladimir Putin, who linked the attack to Ukraine even as he acknowledged the suspects who were arrested were radical Islamists. This is VOA News. Ukraine's new Navy spokesman says that Ukrainian forces have sunk or disabled a third of all Russian warships in the Black Sea, a major blow to Moscow's military capability as the war is dragged into a third year. Ukraine's Navy spokesman told the Associated Press Tuesday that the latest strike on Saturday night hit the Russian amphibious landing ship that was resting in a dock in Russian-occupied Crimea. The ship was part of Ukraine's Navy before Russia captured it after annexing the Black Sea Peninsula in 2014. The commander had previously announced that two other landing ships of the same type were also damaged in Saturday's strike, along with an intelligence ship. A British court says that Julian Assange cannot be extradited to the U.S. on espionage charges unless U.S. authorities guarantee he will not get the death penalty. The ruling is a partial victory for the WikiLeaks founder. Two high court judges said they would grant Assange a new appeal unless U.S. authorities give further assurances within 3 weeks about what will happen to him. They say that if no assurances are filed by the U.S., they will grant Assange permission to appeal extradition on grounds including breach of freedom of expression. Case has been adjourned until May 20th. The U.S. Refugee Agency reports violence in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has reached a devastating level, forcing millions of people to flee for safety. Lisa Schlein has more from VOA.
The UN Refugee Agency is calling for urgent action to end the violence, which is threatening the lives and well-being of civilians in North Kivu, South Kivu, and Ituri provinces. It says official and makeshift displacement sites are overflowing, with people desperately seeking shelter from indiscriminate bombing and other human rights abuses. The UNHCR reports armed groups in the region increasingly are using heavy artillery. This amid reports of bombings targeting civilian locations in the Minova region of South Kivu. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The search continues for victims of Tuesday's collapse of a major highway bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore.
It was brought down when it was hit by a container ship. The missing are part of a crew that had been filling potholes on the bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
We are still actively looking for survivors. We know, and that's the pledge we've made to these families, and this is still very much an active search and rescue mission.
The collapse will have a major impact on Baltimore's port and regional transportation. A trucking industry group says the bridge was used by 36